You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa County Public Health has announced the installation of 3 permanent Sharps disposal boxes around the county. According to a press release on Thursday, the Sharps disposal boxes will be available to residents anytime, day or night. They will be able to accept items like insulin needles, auto-injectors, and syringes at no cost to residents. The Sharps disposal boxes are located at the Village of Boyd Hall, Cornell Police Department, and Bloomer Community Ambulance. Funding for the boxes came from the opioid abatement settlement money. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors has selected Dan Dunbar to be the new county manager. Dunbar currently works as the assistant county manager and will begin transitioning into the new role on July 7th with outgoing county manager Chris Corpola. He will fully take over the position on August 8th. According to a press release, Dunbar has served in the public sector for over 20 years and played key roles in countywide budget planning and developing investment strategies. He has served as assistant county manager since March of last year. Polk County residents will soon start seeing anti-tobacco posters around the area thanks to a student contest organized by the Polk County Health Department and Western Wisconsin Tobacco-Free Alliance. County officials say local students submitted 21 posters for the contest, and 6 of those posters will be displayed throughout the area over the next few months. The contest was open to middle school students from Barron, Burnett, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, Rusk, and St. Croix counties. The posters direct residents to the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line. With extreme heat in the forecast across the state over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents to be on the lookout for pavement buckling. When weather conditions go from cool to extremely hot quickly, the slabs of pavement in the road could begin to expand and push against each other. If the pressure gets high enough, the pavement can buckle and create an unexpected bump or dip in the road. Residents should remember to buckle up, keep their eyes on the road, and watch for slowing traffic and roadside workers. The Wisconsin State Assembly voted unanimously to increase penalties for people found guilty of sextortion on Wednesday. Named Braden's Law in memory of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life as a result of a sextortion scheme, the law would allow sextortion perpetrators to be charged with felony murder if their victim commits suicide. The charges that would most accurately apply to the crime currently include a maximum sentencing of only 3.5 years. The legislation is now with the state Senate and appears likely to advance to Governor Tony Evers. The National Weather Service is warning Wisconsin residents about potential dangers related to extreme heat conditions this weekend. Weather officials expect the heat index temperature to reach over 100 degrees this weekend with oppressive humidity. Residents should be on the lookout for signs of heat-related illnesses like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps. Health officials are recommending residents stay inside air-conditioned buildings as much as possible, drink plenty of fluids, and limit outdoor time for their pets. Eau Claire health officials say the harm reduction vending machine placed in the Eau Claire County Jail 2 years ago has already dispensed over 3,700 doses of Narcan and nearly 1,000 fentanyl test strips. The vending machines have become increasingly common in the region over recent years, and health officials from various municipalities say they've had a significant impact on their efforts to reduce opioid overdoses. The vending machine at the Eau Claire County Jail is available 24/7 and also includes drug deactivation bags for unwanted medications. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice have announced the arrest of a man accused of scamming an elderly resident. According to Sheriff Philip Grossman, a sting operation led to the arrest of Mitesh Kumar Chaudhary on Tuesday. Sheriff Grossman says Chaudhary is also suspected of being in the United States unlawfully, and his office has been in contact with immigration authorities. He's reminding older residents to be wary of common scam practices like threatening phone calls or demands for financial information. The Wisconsin State Senate approved a bill on Wednesday that would create new felony charges for rioters and make it easier for residents and businesses to file a lawsuit for property damage. Republican lawmakers claim there's been an increase in violent riots since 2020 and say there needs to be stronger penalties for rioters. Democratic lawmakers raised concerns about First Amendment violations and warned that the language of the bill could mean any person in a protest group could face charges if just one of them causes property damage or injuries. A Republican state lawmaker is sponsoring a constitutional amendment to introduce term limits on elected state positions. State Representative Duke Tucker of Grantsburg says the constitutional amendment would limit elected officials to serving 8 years in a single position. That would mean term limits of 2 years for a four-year position like governor or state senator, and 4 years for state representatives who only serve two-year terms. The constitutional amendment would need to pass in consecutive legislative sessions before appearing on a ballot referendum. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys high school baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA state tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for 3 seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Dankeschön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and a few thunderstorms around early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and warm with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, a low of 74. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values above 100. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.